listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It's one of my favorite parts of the week when we go over the NFL schedule and we say, this game is worth your time. And this game is dreg, and you don't need to worry about it. Especially now, we're going into week 8. And normally I would be like, we've reached the halfway point of the season. But we haven't yet, because we haven't reached Wednesday of next week. That'll be the official halfway point of the season.
So Thursday will be the halfway game.
Right, exactly. So we haven't quite got there yet. Are you ready to go through the schedule this weekend? Here we go. Let's start in Atlanta, where the Falcons are taking on the Panthers. The Falcons are 3-3 and have actually won some games lately. However, you can't say the same thing for the Panthers. They started off 3-0. They've lost 4 in a row, and Sam Darnold is not the answer anymore. No, it is not a great game. I wish it was a Joe Buck, Troy Aikman game, so they could do that in the World Series Sunday night. But instead, who did you say was doing it? Kevin Harlan? He's a good broadcaster.
No, it's not Kevin Harlan.
He's not doing this game.
It is. I've already forgotten who it was. That's how bad it was.
That's all right. Don't worry about
Kevin
it.
Kevin Kugler.
Kevin Kugler.
Mark
okay, he's
Sanchez.
Pretty good. Oh, they gave Mark Sanchez this one?
Of course they did.
Is he learning on the job? I'm sorry. That's too easy.
Too soon?
Too soon. All right. This game is not great. It's
no,
not great.
This is... This is the type of game where if there's a mall near you where they're doing some trick or treating for the kids, take part in that.
That's actually cool. Go to an afternoon Halloween party
there
if you have one. You could do that.
Maybe carve pumpkins.
Panthers are disappointing, aren't they? I thought they were going to be.
I thought they were going to be so good.
They were 3-0 and they were rolling. Beat the Saints, right?
Now four straight losses.
Nope, not anymore. Buffalo beat the Dolphins. All right, the Dolphins. No. There's nothing I can say about the Dolphins. Except the last time these two teams played, Buffalo won 35-0. So there you go.
There you have it.
That's all I got. That's all I got. Buffalo coming off a bye week. And you know what? I kind of had to remind myself, and you did when we did top five, bottom five. Even though Buffalo was on a bye week, they played really well against the Titans. They just lost.
Yeah.
They didn't get blown out. They didn't look crappy like Kansas City. They actually played pretty good. Josh Allen slipped on that fourth down attempt or whatever it was.
It's kind of like the Cardinals yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a loss, but then, Cardinals played well.
Yeah, exactly.
AJ Green lost it.
We might find those two teams in the playoffs. And who knows?
I think the only thing to watch this game for is, Tua time.
Yeah.
How much time does he actually have left with this team?
Yeah.
When's the Deshaun Watson trade happening?
I know. We'll see. The Dolphins might be willing to pull that trigger. How about this one? The Bears and the 49ers. Oh, man. 49ers.
More trick-or-treating.
This is more trick-or-treating. This is more possible candy in the afternoon. Thank God the NFL is stuffing their, stuffing their stocking with this one. These early games. Bears, Justin Fields, 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions in his first few games as a starter. Okay, we'll still wait. The 49ers are a little disappointing, though. 2-4, they just lost to Indianapolis on a monsoon last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been disappointing because people really like them. They're like, that team could go to the Super Bowl. Frank Schwab, our good friend from Yahoo Sports, was very high on the 49ers into this season. He thought that they were going to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know.
I don't see that happening anymore.
So this one's not that good. Oh, my God, we keep rolling along. Steelers and Browns.
Oh.
What's the deal with Baker Mayfield? Is he going to play in this one? You going to see Baker?
Sure.
I guess.
Maybe.
Why
not? I don't know.
We'll see. I know he's dealing with that shoulder injury. So, absolutely could play on Sunday, he says, Baker Mayfield. Just looked it up to make sure we have Baker Mayfield.
Yes, but he has a broken bone and a torn muscle in his non-throwing shoulder.
All quarterbacks say this, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They seriously could be strapped down to a gurney and they would say they would play.
Listen, I don't need my non-throwing arm to throw a ball.
No. Yeah, I know.
But I can say this, Baker, if you don't know, when you land on it, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt badly.
You don't need to prove your machismo when that happens.
The Steelers aren't playing all that bad. right? The defense played pretty good. They're not bad. They're not good, but they're not all that bad.
And let's be real. Out of all the day games, this is the most watchable.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They needed overtime to beat Geno Smith and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And they beat Denver, who's now a fraud. But nevertheless,
because I looked ahead, this is the only watchable game.
Yeah. Woo. The NFL, you're throwing up some stinkers on us.
It's as if they knew that it was Halloween and most people are going to be doing family stuff anyways.
You're like, wow.
Who would have thunk it?
Well, they thought the Browns-Steelers game would be decent.
Yeah.
They were all excited.
You know,
that's
what you
a CBS
that, you know,
game.
You know what you watch that game for? The costumes.
Yeah, that's right.
Cleveland will show up.
Yeah.
Steeler fan will show up in costume, too. It'll be fun.
That'll be true. Lions 0-7.
Come on, Lions.
Yeah, come on, Lions, against the Eagles. Now, Dan Campbell, this is your game. This is your moment to shine. We're very, very supportive of you, right? I told you earlier this week, I'm starting to get a man crush on Dan Campbell. Going for that onside kick, well done. Two fake punts, well done, even more. Got to beat the Eagles. Nick Sirianni doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. This is your chance. You do know what you're doing. You're taking chances.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni is too worried attending to his garden.
Right. That's right. So much so that I think I mispronounced his name. Isn't it Sirianni? I probably blew that.
Two kids.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. You're 2-5. Your last name is Smith, for all I care, in this league. But Dan Campbell, I know, because I like the way you're so...
No, we like you,
so
Dan.
Enthusiastic. We like you.
We like you, Dan. So, Dan, get out there and get your first win this weekend.
Go out there and do it. Go out there and get and beat the Eagles.
Yeah, they're primed for a picking right now.
We'll play some celebration music if you should win on Monday.
We might even put you in our top five.
We might even do that.
We don't know.
Well, whatever. CBS, Lucas Oil Stadium is where Tennessee is going to play Indianapolis. This is a better game than the records indicate.
Yeah.
The Colts are starting to play better football now. The Titans are going for the season sweep of the Colts. By the way, here's a little interesting stat. The Titans are like 14-6 on road games since 2019. That's pretty decent. They're a good road football team. But the Colts are playing better. The Titans, of course, have Derrick Henry. This is a very good game. This is the Colts really need this one. They're 3-4. They'd like to get to 500. They really need this game. So this is not a must win, but it's a better win if you really wanted good things to happen to you type of thing. So look for this one. This one's a good one. It's one of the only good ones we've had so far in this afternoon swim fest of nothing. How about the Jets and the Bengals? It's Flacco time, or is Mike White getting the start?
No, Joe Flacco is he's not on the Jets.
He got traded there. Yeah, he got traded there this week.
Oh, I thought he got traded somewhere else.
Yeah, the Eagles made a trade earlier this week and brought him.
Mike White's getting the start.
Mike White is going to get the start.
Yep.
Because Mike White should get the start. Flacco shouldn't be able to go to the Jets on 3 days ago and start for the Jets.
And this is on par with what the Jets do.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they give us Luke somebody.
Luke McCown.
No, Luke
Falk.
Oh, no,
Luke Falk. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Yeah, the other Luke.
Yeah, the other Luke.
So this is on par with them to, you know, once a year to start an obscure quarterback name that you – can you tell me where Mike White went to school?
Where did Mike White go to college? Did he go to Oklahoma? I'm looking it up right now.
Problem is that too many
– Oh, he went to Western Kentucky. I was way off.
Of course he did.
I had him in a Power 5 conference, and instead he was playing in Conference USA. How dumb am I?
He also went to South Florida for a year.
Oh, did he? Did he play at South Florida? Is that where I may know him from?
Maybe.
I don't know him at all.
Why would you know him from South Florida?
Here's the deal. Why would I know him at all? Mike White just sounds like a name I should know.
Well, Mike White is, I know there's an actor.
Right.
An actor or a screenwriter, director named Mike White. He was, do you remember the movie School of Rock?
Yes, I do.
Jack Black's friend. I believe that guy's name is Mike White.
Okay. If you went up to somebody and you said, hey, have you ever heard of Samaje Perine? They would go, wait, hold on. That sounds familiar to me. Is that a football player? Does he play for? Then you'd go, okay, you did hear from him. But if you go up to somebody and go, have you ever heard of Mike White? They probably go, I have 10 friends named Mike White.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Have I ever heard of him?
That's like John Smith.
About? Yeah. What do you mean? In what context do you want me to know Mike White? Oh, he's in the NFL. All right. No. How's that? Like that's, you know, that's a totally different thing. So when I say, oh, I feel like I've heard of this guy before. Yeah, because there's 1,000 Mike Whites that are probably famous. So Mike White, good job. Play well. The whole Gotham City is counting on you.
And one no Jake pressure. Asman.
Yeah, and one Jake Asman. So no pressure. Because you don't want to fear the wrath of Jake Asman. He'll probably sneak in a dig at you on his Houston show.
Yep.
Be careful, Mike White. Although that's kind of a badge of honor, Mike. Don't blow that off so easily. All right, how about the Rams and the Texans?
God.
What are we doing here, League? Why are you doing this?
I'm telling you right now, they knew this today was Halloween.
Must have. First of all, we didn't even talk about how good the Bengals are and how they should throttle the Jets.
Well,
and
why?
It could actually
why
be
bother?
Fun to watch Joe Burrow hit Ja'Marr Chase for 5 touchdowns.
And 7,000 yards.
This one is, okay, the Rams and the Texans. Tonight, I'm going to be doing my final high school football game of the season. My team was terrible. They're 1-8. They're going into their 10th game of the year. Terrible. So much so that we see a lot of games go into the running clock thing, so it doesn't get to be like 80-7. I think the Rams and the Texans, they should put in the running clock thing.
That's a great idea.
In the second half, they should be like, Rams 33, Texans 3, so we're not stopping the clock for any reason whatsoever because we don't want anybody to get hurt.
The good news is that the Texans are playing at home, so there is a real chance that they'll get double digits in points.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you got that going for them because last 3 road games, remember the score? 102-8.
That's right. They were terrible.
3 games, they've have gotten 8 points. So, home game, double digits. That's probably the safe bet.
All right, we're going to go to the afternoon games. Are they going to be a little better? Maybe, but maybe not. We'll find out when we come back. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
Is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices. Every day. We're going to have Jordan DeJani from the CBS Sports. We're going to talk more NFL with him. But right now, we're going to continue through our schedule of games. So far, nothing really has stood out. Maybe the Titans and Colts in the early game. So if you get that game, you're lucky. Everything else.
Unless you like seeing beatdowns.
If you like seeing beatdowns, this could be your weekend. All right, let's get to the late afternoon games, including the New England Patriots on the road to face your Chargers.
Yep.
Fresh off a bye week, Chargers. Patriots don't mess around. I mean, look, they've lost 3-4, so not like their record's good. I'd be a little nervous to play them, though. They're playing pretty good football right now. This might be
Hey, listen, you suffered through all the 1 o'clock Eastern games to come to this final stage. You're feeling much better about life.
Exactly. Let's
about
say
football
your early
life,
game
anyway.
Was a blowout between the Bills and the Dolphins, and then you got Patriots Chargers. You'd be like, oh my God, thank God, there's humanity left in the world.
You know what You know what this is? Mm-hmm. I just figured this out. This is the NFL playing trick or treat.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Good for you.
Yeah, they did this on purpose.
They did this on purpose. Jaguars against Seattle. How about this? Does Urban Meyer with Trevor Lawrence beat a Seahawks team that can't win with Geno Smith?
They have to.
Right?
They have to.
If you want to win a game against the Seahawks, be in a close game and give Geno Smith an opportunity to beat you at the end because he just can't do it.
Win a game on American soil.
That's right.
Urban.
That's right. That's right. It's one thing to do it in London. Now do it in the United States. A lot more tougher to do it in the United States.
It's a lot tougher.
So it's a lot tougher to do it in Seattle.
But can you imagine their swing? I mean, they went from London, playing a game in London, and their next game's on the far west coast in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, Urban, make sure you get on the team plane afterwards. It's a long walk back to Jacksonville from Seattle.
Yeah, I've heard you can get in trouble in Seattle.
You can get in trouble in Seattle. Yeah, be careful. That's got to be one of the longest plane rides in the league outside of, like, Miami to Seattle.
Yeah.
That's got to be brutal.
Do you think did they go around the North Pole, right?
Yeah.
It's quicker that way?
Yeah, exactly. If you're in Miami and you're going to Seattle, did you just go through Asia and go to the other side?
Just go around that way. I think it's faster.
You're like, I ain't going through the – oh, no. I'm not going to try to beat the jet stream or
– got to fly over the United States?
Fly over the United States? Are you kidding? We're going to go fly over the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Both past Turkey through China. We'll land on the other side that way. A long flight that's got to be.
Okay, we'll cut our flight time down by a day.
Oh, God, going to Seattle. What a brutal trip.
That's the same as us flying to Australia, right?
Yeah.
Same distance.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah, exactly. Like going to Australia. All right, how about the Washington football team against the Denver Broncos? Ugh. Ugh. So my friend JoJo.
Swipe left. Scroll.
I have a friend of mine, JoJo. He works at the big blowtorch KOA in Denver. And he had a really good point on his show, The Sports Zoo, this week. I want to highlight it. He was really upset at the Broncos because Teddy Bridgewater admitted after the game last week that he was only at 75%. And JoJo pointed out with his co-host, Alfred Williams, that it is unconscionable that Vic Fangio started a 75% Teddy Bridgewater over 100% Drew Lock. That's not the same as like Aaron Rodgers being at 75%.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brady being at 75%. He's like, there's no way 100% Drew Lock is worse than 75% of a quarterback that going into that game last week was 3-3 and hasn't done anything to show you anything good. And I was like, that's a great point. See, it's a good topic of discussion. All right, how about the Saints and the Buccaneers? This would have been the Joe Buck game, right?
This, yeah, you'd have to think.
If and Joe this, Buck was not doing the World Series, too?
And this, I would have, I don't know why. I guess now because we have 17 games, we don't flex week 8 anymore. Because I would have thought you would have flexed this game.
Yeah. No, not with the Cowboys in your Sunday night game.
I guess, yeah.
A 5-1 Cowboys team is never going to get flexed out of that position. They draw so good. Their numbers are so good.
Dallas against Minnesota.
Yeah, well, it's not the against that's the thing. But the Buccaneers Saints, that's your afternoon.
That's a good one.
Because the Saints are playing pretty good now. They're 4-2. That win against again a Geno Smith led Seattle team is got their record decent. And the Buccaneers, of course, are the Buccaneers. Tom Brady with 21 touchdown passes through 7 games.
Yeah, and then look at the flip side. Jameis Winston going up against his former team.
Right. That's right.
Fresh off a Super Bowl win.
So I'm trying to do the math here. Brady is averaging 3 touchdown passes a game. That's 51 touchdowns.
Yeah, I
think in a 17-game season.
He can do better than that.
Come on, Tom. Step it up.
Yeah.
You get this extra game. Go to 60.
Get another 4. Yeah, 60. Yeah.
Go to 60. That's Come a nice on. Round number.
Roger Maris.
We can play around with that. That's right. How about the Cowboys and the Vikings? Now, the Vikings have won 3 of their last 4. Both of these teams are in the top 10 in rushing and passing. Dak Prescott may or may not play. That's a big problem. But nevertheless, the Cowboys are 5-1. I like Dallas. They're coming off a bye week. The Prescott thing intrigues me.
Yeah.
The Vikings are playing a little bit better. We'll see if they're that good.
I don't think they are, though.
I don't think they are. I don't think they're 3-3
this game. I think this game is – I mean, I know the line's only 2.5. I think it's a lot bigger.
I think if Prescott plays, Dallas – takes that down.
Yeah.
I think people are a little nervous about Prescott, so they're riding Minnesota right now as the favorite at 2.5 points.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they think Cooper Rush is going to play.
Yeah, but is that, just to rest Dak? Because, this is like a college football game where they're going, it's an easier opponent.
That's what's been saying. It's like, it's okay to sacrifice this game against the Vikings, because if you lose Dak down the road to this I just get a little nervous when coaches
true.
Do that.
I mean, if Dallas moves to 5-2, everyone else, the best that they can be is 3-5.
Yeah.
So that's what, a 4-game swing?
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, they're still fine.
So they're still fine. Yeah, this could be one of those strategic things where they go, all right, we're going to take our hit here.
Or maybe
and let's, or maybe not. Maybe Cooper
maybe
Rush wins
win
the game
here
for us
and clinch the division by Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Right. Exactly. That would be the best. That would be the best.
That's it, everybody.
Giants and the Chiefs. I don't know about this one. I'm sorry. Right. I don't know about this one.
Here's the thing. Okay. Beginning of the year, you would have said, "No, I don't.
Not
think
a chance.
I'm not going to be focused as much into this game because this is going to be a blowout." Right?
Right.
Now what do we think?
Right. Okay, let me ask a question. And I don't mean like the Chiefs, like people love to pile on the Chiefs. Does the Chiefs' demise fascinate you?
Oh, definitely.
Without question, right?
Yeah.
I think they beat the Giants. I mean, they're still a 9.5-point favorite. But the way that team stinks right now. I mean, they really stink. I mean, nothing like playing the Giants to and their injured team to boost your, you know, feeling like, all right, we got back on the right track. But Kansas City is a disaster.
I mean, it's,
absolute disaster.
You know, what it is that for years we talked about this all the time about them. Didn't matter what the score was in the game, you always had this feeling they were going to come back.
Right.
And that feeling has been erased the last 3 to 4 weeks now.
They have 3 wins on the season. 2 of them come from the lousy NFC East.
Yeah.
With wins against the Eagles and Washington.
Yeah. So I mean, they're going to beat the Giants.
Yeah.
Every
good team that they've played, they've lost. They've lost to the Ravens, Chargers, Bills, and Titans. Those will all be playoff teams at the end of the year.
Yep.
And they lost to all of them.
And
they're giving up nearly 30 points a game.
And they lost the one thing that they always had, intimidation. They don't
That's
have
right.
it anymore.
No one is afraid to play Kansas City. Not one person. We'll talk more NFL as we continue. Wake up.